Welcome to The Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. After a flurry of change covered in the last podcast, the news in this episode is a little more tame, and in our community, that's probably a very good thing. The Department of Defense issued updated frequently asked questions about the application and requirements of DFARS 252-204-7012, safeguarding covered defense information and cyber incident reporting. The FAQs speak to the scope and applicability of the rule, implementation of security controls, reporting requirements, and costs associated with compliance. DoD AT&L also issued a new DoD instruction 5000.75, Business Systems Requirements and Acquisition, which establishes new guidelines for business systems requirements and acquisition and allows for the use of commercial off-the-shelf updates to the Pentagon's information infrastructure. It notes that to the extent practicable, all leaders must drive toward COTS, or commercial off-the-shelf, and GCOTS, or government off-the-shelf solutions, but clarifies that the instruction, except for certain appendices, do not apply to the acquisition of other Pentagon programs and services, including MDAPs, or Major Defense Acquisition Programs.
Thanks, Peter. The NASA OIG issued a report, Industrial Control System Security Within NASA's Critical and Supporting Infrastructure, which identified a number of issues with NASA's ability to protect its vital assets. This is worth a read for any interested in NASA contracting. The DoD IG again reported critically on the department's reporting of contractor performance. The IG again noted that DoD did not consistently comply with the requirements for assessing contractor performance through timely submission of performance assessment reports and calling out DITCO, DLA Energy, and DLA Troop Support for particular delays. Also, defense and civilian agency guidance came out concerning further implementing the federal hiring freeze, including a note that contracting out the functions impacted by the freeze would not be permitted. However, certain exemptions are allowed. For example, DoD ordered 16 such exemptions. Back to you, Peter.
So now we turn to case law, and we start with a very interesting and important case. So the Fifth Circuit in U.S. Ex Rel Vavra v. KBR held that Section 8706A1 of the Anti-Kickback Act, that under that provision, corporations are liable, open quote, for the knowing violations of those employees whose authority, responsibility, or managerial role within the corporation is such that their knowledge is imputable to the corporation, close quote. In applying this standard to the two KBR employees who accepted meals and entertainment on 33 occasions from a supplier of KBR, the court found that one employee's knowledge could be imputed to the corporation because the employee was responsible for supervising the subcontracted issue, for ensuring the supplier met its obligations, including contract performance, and for executing technical evaluations for rebidding this subcontract. Therefore, according to the court, this employee, open quote, had somewhat significant managerial authority over the sphere of activities in question, close quote. In contrast, the court found that the other employee, who was neither involved in nor had the authority to take any procurement action regarding the subcontracted issue, had only, open quote, limited authority, close quote, which was not enough to impute his knowledge to KBR. With respect to whether numerous instances of meals, drinks, and other entertainment constituted kickbacks under the Act, the court concluded that anything of value offered in order to subvert the proper process for awarding subcontracts is a potential kickback. So obviously, this is a very important case for contractors, compliance, legal, etc., something to keep an eye on. David, back to you.
Absolutely. Definitely worth watching. All right, one more case note, and then we'll close out. The Fourth Circuit and U.S. Ex Rel Michaels versus Agape Senior Community joined the Fifth Circuit in deciding that the government possesses an unreviewable right to veto False Claims Act settlements even after electing not to intervene. The case also raised whether statistical sampling is an appropriate methodology for establishing liability and damages in False Claims Act cases. The Fourth Circuit, however, did not reach that issue, the statistical sampling issue, in its decision. And we close with a curious news item reported by Federal News Radio. The GSA has joined the DoD in hiring so-called ethical hackers to find cyber vulnerabilities. Stated differently, and with our tongues firmly planted in our cheeks, there may be a hiring freeze at the federal level, but you can still get paid to hack government websites, apparently. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Morey. If you need further information about any of these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807, and David at 202-624-2627. Thank you for listening.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.